Our dua for this morning is from Surah Baqarah, verse 250. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Our Lord, pour out patience on us, plant firmly our feet, and give us victory over the disbelieving people. Now this was the dua of the Banu Israel when they were fighting under the leadership of King Talut, known as Saul. They were fighting against the Philistines who were under Jalut, Goliath. At the time, the Banu Israel were Muslims. They believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as he ought to be believed in. And they were the underdogs, Jalut, Goliath, and his army. They were mighty and strong. Talut was the king, Saul. And in his army, he had a young boy by the name of Dawood, who later on became Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know it's the story that's famous. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam eventually then killed Jalut, contrary to all expectations. So here they ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for patience. And our Lord, pour out patience on us, plant firmly our feet, and give us victory over the unbelieving people. Sabr is not only sabr in the face of difficulty, but sabr means to be steadfast on the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to be determined in overcoming the prohibitions of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not succumbing to them. So it has a more comprehensive meaning. You know, we must overcome laziness, for example, in offering our daily salah. That's part of sabr. Remaining firm in the face of peer pressure. That's part of sabr. And perseverance in the face of oppression is also a big part of sabr. But patience is the English translation of just one element of the Arabic word sabr. In Arabic, it has a much more comprehensive meaning. So when we're asking Allah for sabr, we're asking Him for steadfastness. We're asking Him to make us resolute, determined, strong-willed, and courageous. ربنا أفرغ علينا الصبر وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين يا رب العالمين.